You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 4th of April, 4-4 of 2019. Nifty might have made an intermediate top today, so the advice from investors and investment experts is to remain stock specific. All that took place on the Lal Street today is what I bring to you as usual in this nifty little recap that we call an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
It was a buy on rumors and sell on news kind of scenario which played out after the RBI on expected lines slashed repo rate by 25 basis points and kept the stance neutral. The Nifty Bank was hitting a record high just days ahead of the outcome, which signifies that traders booked profits once the event is out of the way. What was the final tally on the Lal Street today? The S&P BSE Sensex closed 192 points lower at 38,684, while the Nifty 50 dropped 45 points to close at 11,598. It gave up the 11,600 mark just about. The rate cut of 25 basis points was already discounted by markets, as we have spoken about before, and therefore it failed to trigger any fresh momentum in the market. Most of the rate-sensitive sectors, such as banks, financials, infrastructure sector, closed the day in the red. Both Nifty and Nifty Bank fell for the second consecutive day in a row to close below their crucial support levels. A rally in banking stocks was one of the strong reasons why Nifty scaled fresh record highs. The Nifty Bank closed below its crucial psychological level of 30,000, while Nifty 50 failed to hold on to the 11,600 mark, which signifies that there is a possibility that we might have formed an intermediate top. Unless strength comes back to financials, it'll be difficult for Nifty 50 to scale new highs, according to experts. A close above 11,761 on the Nifty and 30,648 on Nifty Bank would negate the negative implication of the bearish candle formed on the technical charts. Vishal Malkan, founder of Malkan's View, told Money Control, and I quote, "The way Nifty Bank has underperformed in the last 4 to 5 days, which suggests that there is some tiredness at higher levels. The index formed a bearish candle and closed below its crucial support at 30,300. So I think we are due for some short-term correction in Nifty Bank. In terms of Nifty, we feel that the index has underperformed the Nifty Bank because the index just retested its previous high of 11,760 and formed a bearish pattern. The index is also due for some short-term retracement and not a reversal in the next few trading sessions." Quote. More from that interview where Vishal spoke to our own Kshitijanand is going to come towards the end of the podcast, so stick around for that. Next up, as usual, some stocks that made noise on the Lal Street today. Godrej Properties gained nearly 3% as the company is going to develop a new luxury residential project in Mumbai. The share price of SRF rose more than 4% after the company informed about resumption of operations at its Gujarat plant at the earliest. Dish TV India shares were up nearly 2% after a media report indicated that the company may be acquired by Bharti Airtel and Singtel. Wipro shares declined 1% after a media report indicated that the government is likely to have sold enemy shares in the company. So Godrej Properties, SRF, Dish TV India and Wipro shares making some noise on the Lal Street today. And finally, at the time of my recording this, let's find out what's been happening across the world, which is why I take you on a world tour. European markets are marginally lower today on Thursday amid ongoing US-China trade talks. It feels like I've been saying that for about a year now. There is no resolution there, but every day there's something happening. So there we have it. European markets are marginally lower today amid ongoing US-China trade talks. Asian markets ended mixed with the Shanghai Composite gaining 0.94% to close at 3,246.57, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng shed 0.5% to close at 29,936.32. Japan's Nikkei 225 was up marginally at 21,724.95, and South Korea's Kospi gained 0.15% to close at 2,206.5. As I told you earlier, Vishal Malkan, founder of Malkan's View, spoke to our own Kshitij Anand and spoke about what the trends on the Lal Street are and why Nifty Bank has underperformed in the last 4 to 5 days.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Vishal Malkan, founder of Malkan's View. Well, welcome to the podcast, Vishal.
Thank you so much, Kshitij. It's a pleasure being on this podcast.
Well, Vishal, it was more like sell on news as, you know, RBI on expected line slash repo rate by 25 basis point. So can we say that we might have made an intermediate top?
I think the way it is performing in the last 4 or 5 days, it is showing that it is getting tired and it is not able to cross that level of 30,800 on the bank Nifty level. So I think it is already looking for some kind of retracement, and maybe today's news would add to the fire and forming a bearish candle pattern since last 5 days, and today there was a confirmation closing below 30,300. So I think we are due for some short-term correction in magnitude.
Right. And what are your views on the Nifty as such? Can we say that intermediate top might have formed on the Nifty as well at 11,761?
Yeah, absolutely. There is exactly the same chart. In fact, Nifty is slightly underperforming Bank Nifty because Nifty has not made a new high. It has, in fact, retested the previous high of 11,800 and not been able to cross throughout the week and formed a bearish pattern. So I think both are due for some short-term retracement, if we can say. It's not exactly a reversal, but retracement is not ruled out in the next few trading sessions.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Vishal.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks, Kshitij and Vishal, for that interview. That is not the end of the podcast, as far as podcasts are concerned today on Money Control. This morning, we released a two-part podcast on the Congress Manifesto, what it promises, what are the key themes, what are some key takeaways from the manifesto, and how. The only reason why we did that is to make you a more informed voter. And more importantly, as I will keep insisting on every podcast from now on, get yourself registered. I hope you've registered. You know where your booth is and go on to vote. And if you want to have as much accurate information as possible before going into the polls, to listen to Money Control. And today we've spoken about what is happening with the Congress Manifesto. Two more podcasts coming up over the course of today. We will be speaking about two battleground states, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. We've already spoken about West Bengal and, of course, the big daddy of them all, Uttar Pradesh, and what is at stake in those two states and what the alliances and the mood of those states are. We'll aim to do the same with Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu also over the course of today. Until the next time you hear from me, this is Mirake Sharma on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor. Write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.